Three Kuskokwim River subsistence fishermen were found guilty today for fishing with salmon nets when they were restricted last summer. The trials taking place at the Bethel District Courthouse are just a handful of 24 similar cases that will go forward in the coming months. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The politics of subsistence rights versus state restrictions weighs far heavier on the trials than the violations themselves, worth $250 each. The defense is arguing that the state did not properly notify the Yupik-speaking fishermen of the restrictions, which changed frequently during the low king salmon run in June. Defense attorney Jim Davis is with the law firm Northern Justice Project, which is representing all the fishermen pro bono.
And the king salmon season this year, Fish and Game issued not one emergency order, not two, but 22 emergency orders that Fish and Game expected individuals like Mr. David to know about on an almost daily basis about the new emergency order.
The state's prosecutor, Chris Carpinetti, is arguing that the cases are about an emergency order that was violated, saying they don't have to prove that the defendants knew about the emergency orders. And so far, the court agrees. The court has found that the state has followed the law and that the fishermen are responsible for learning the rules before they go out to fish. The first fisherman to face trial was 48-year-old Harry David of Tintatulac. He was found guilty for fishing with a net that was over 6 inches in mesh size on June 22nd. David testified that he didn't know about the fishing regulations. He said he didn't have a VHF radio or a computer to check. He said he did have a radio, but didn't listen to it all the time. And he said he never saw an order posted in the village. Here, he is being questioned by his attorney, Jim Davis.
And you didn't know you were breaking the law?
No. No, I thought it was 6 inches or less, because we used it before. It was my only. It was the only net my sister had. She told me it was in the boat, and she told me to go fishing, that they lifted the closure.
Magistrate Bruce Ward said that it was David's responsibility to know what was legal before he went out fishing, and that ignorance is no excuse.
The court finds that Mr. David was at a minimum reckless in his failure to learn the specifics of the restrictions in place on June 22, 2012, the date that he was cited.
The court found that the way the Alaska Department of Fish and Game distributed the emergency order was adequate. That included announcements in English and Yupik on the radio, a Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group member from the village disseminating the information, and a Fish and Game worker hand-carrying the emergency order to the Village Tribal Council June 20th. The defense told the court that the fishermen wanted to explain why they were out fishing for subsistence. That happened in the second trial for 58-year-old Adolf Lupi, also of Tintatulac. He said his parents fished and fed him salmon all his life.
I grew up eating crayfish. Now they're gone. I still go out there and taking over. Every year we move to the fish camp.
One specific sticking point that the court found in Lupi's case was that although he testified that he didn't know about gear restrictions, the judge wondered why he told the trooper citing him that his 8-inch net was just 6 inches.
He surely, the court can find, would know the difference between 6-inch and 8-inch gear just to his naked eye based on his experience.
The third case went just as fast. Emil Williams of Bethel was found guilty for similar reasons. He was fishing with larger net gear on June 25th. All three fishermen were sentenced to a $500 fine, with half of it suspended, and they were put on probation for 1 year. Two other fishermen trials that were scheduled for Tuesday were postponed until January. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.